This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好,我是菲菲,欢迎收听地道英语节目。
And hello, I'm Rob. So, Feifei, about tonight.
Oh yes, you have kindly agreed to help me decorate my living room after work.
Yes, that was very kind of me. Too kind, in fact. I'm very sorry, but I've got other plans now, so I can't help.
Thanks a bunch.
Oh, you're not angry then? You're thankful I'm not helping you.
我这是在说反话。在口语交流中，当我们对一个人说 thanks a bunch 的时候，并不是在向这个人道谢，而是在说反话，用来讽刺的表达因对方不愿意帮忙或没有兑现诺言而感到不高兴、恼火。
What am I going to do now? I need to get the decorating done before my parents visit tomorrow.
Why don't you listen to these examples? Then you'll know you're not alone.
Thanks a bunch, Rob.
You've used all the milk in the fridge. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks a bunch for telling everyone I'd split up with my boyfriend. I was trying to keep that secret.
Thanks a bunch. You said you'd do the shopping and you didn't. Now we've got nothing to eat.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。以上我们介绍了表达 thanks a bunch 的意思和用法。Thanks a bunch 的字面意思虽然是非常感谢，但它其实被当作反话用，来讽刺的回应一个不愿意帮忙或未兑现诺言的人，相当于谢谢你干的好事儿，不劳您费神了。和 thanks a bunch 意思相同的另一个表达是 thanks for nothing。
So, Rob, what's so important that you can't help me decorate tonight?
Well, it's Neil's birthday and he's having some drinks.
And you'd rather do that? Well, thanks a bunch. Enjoy yourself.
Sorry, Feifei, but I have bought you a present to say sorry. There you go. A bunch of flowers.
I love flowers, but not dead ones. They have all dried up.
Oh, well, it's the thought that counts.
Thanks a bunch. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.